This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody's a comedian. All right, here we... Excuse me.
That is so perfectly timed.
Okay,
You know it's going to be good when it's you're all choked up.
That's it, right. And here, well, I'm all choked up because you're here, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, these are the moments you've been waiting for, yes, all week long. It seems like 5 minutes ago we did this for last week, right?
I was just thinking that. Bing, I feel bang, like boom. It was like 4 seconds ago.
Yep, it was. All right, so this is Mother's Day weekend. You may be listening to this program any number of times and any number of days, because it's broadcast all weekend long all over the place on gooddayshow.com and reality on hundreds of radio stations. And so before we get started reviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, we ought to acknowledge Mother's Day and the Mother's Day match game that we've come up with, Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
A suggestion for asking your mother. Now, this is good for you because you and your mom have a great relationship. So why don't, do you know these? This would be, the first challenge is, do you know the answer to these questions?
Okay.
And the questions may be, what is your mother's favorite song? What's her favorite food? What was her favorite movie? Her favorite kind of car? Favorite TV show?
This is easy. She'd love Country Fried Steak. She'd love probably Let It Be or anything by the Beatles for her favorite song.
Yeah.
And what else? What was the next one?
Favorite movie?
Car? Favorite movie is Gone with the Wind. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Favorite book, too.
Did she drive a Volkswagen? Don't I remember that?
Very good. No, she got rid of that because it was an awful lemon. You know that car was towed like 7 times?
Oh, really?
That's why I remember it was a Volkswagen, because all the stories you used to tell about her car
getting towed. It was a disaster. Now she's got a Honda RAV. What are they? Is it a RAV4? I don't know. The little SUV from Honda? I don't know.
RAV is a Toyota.
So maybe, then what is it that she has?
A RAV is a Toyota.
She has the Honda.
Here, wait a minute. Oh, okay, this is a way for you to excommunicate your mother.
Yeah.
The new Toyotas do not have AM radios in them.
Oh, I know.
They don't have radio AM radios that are easy to find. You have to really work at it.
They want to shut us down because it's especially the new electric versions.
Right.
She's got a hybrid, which is kind of interesting. If I were going to go in that direction, that's where I'd go. But she has an AM radio, and God love my mother. We do not line up politically, but she listens to me every single time that she can. She doesn't listen to this program because it's 4 o'clock in the morning usually when we're together.
What? Yeah. Your father listens.
I know.
Not with your mother.
Because he's a crazy man. Oh, she has the CRV, not the RAV4. See, I knew there was a V in there. It's the Honda CRV. That's what it is.
Got it. Okay.
But, yeah, she's great. And even though she has when she got the car, we made sure it had an AM radio so she can listen all the time.
Now, Jay, you're living with your mom and your dad. What sort of expertise do you have when it comes to answering these questions? Have you played the game with her yet?
I have not played the game with her yet, but I know my mom enough to know that she likes to keep her privacy. She does not like to be discussed.
She's a mystery woman.
Right, exactly. Stop talking about me on the air. Yeah. Okay, well, then I don't want to know about your mother.
I kind of do now that she's a mystery woman. See, this is far more interesting.
Oh, she's fantastic. She is seriously one of the best human beings on this planet, and I'm always asking her. She does everything with grace and patience and calm, this like sense of calm where she'll have something planned and she has to pivot her plans because she has to do something else and something else. Things that would easily stress me out and have me like spinning and my spine basically vibrating. And she's just like, okay, and just rolls with it, and she is like an enigma.
Well, I'm going to, I've not, in all the years that I've known your father and worked with him, I've never met your mother. So we are going to have brunch when I'm in Ohio next month.
Oh, he will love her.
Yeah, she, and now you can write the show, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, right.
How I Met Jay's Mother.
All right, so Jennifer always brings us into some weird thing going on in California. So before we get into the charts...
One.
I got one, too. You want to go with yours first?
I was like, oh, gosh, don't put me on the spot about something weird. But, oh, I got one. They want to get away from having police do traffic stops in L.A. So the city council does this big report. Because you know what happens when the government wants to spend money and give money back to the people that got them elected. A lot of times they'll do studies or they'll put together a task force. You know, that's right. How they do right. nothing yeah. but pay people.
Study this.
So the idea from the study is now that they want to have civilians do traffic stops.
Oh.
How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, you know, I've often maintained, frankly, that police who are out there with a radar gun are not really police or policing. They're revenue enhancement officers. So it depends.
Unfortunately, because we're so tight now in L.A., that doesn't even happen very much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time you come to L.A. a lot that you see that happen?
I've never been stopped ever.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles for doing anything. And I'm one, if the freeway is open, there's not a lot of traffic, man. I got my pedal to the metal. It's so much fun. There's something about driving on the 5, actually down around where you are, where there's like 6 lanes or whatever the heck it is, and you just open that puppy up, or you're heading on the 405 to the 105. There's something about that stretch that when you just, it's wide open, just hit it.
Nice. Well, don't try this at home.
Right.
It also depends where you live, where some police officers, they just have more on their plate to handle, bigger fish to fry, if you will, where traffic violations.
But if you're going to be, okay, let's be honest about it. If you're out there as a revenue enhancement officer, you're not really getting the bad guys. So let some other, if you want to try to cash in on speeders, then just put somebody out there with a radar gun. And when you catch them, you stop them, and you write them
a
ticket.
In some locations, that's the only crime happening. And in some towns, some cities, the only crime that is happening are traffic violations.
I know. Unfortunately, in L.A., that's not the case. And we've got a lot of officers that are not even enforcing traffic things. My neighbor was telling me the other day, someone was at a red light in a Mercedes, speeds behind him and goes into the intersection, runs the red light. And there was a police officer sitting right there who just went, there's nothing I can do. Like, we're short-staffed, and he shrugged it off. The point is that it's very, like, traffic stops and domestic encounters are the two most dangerous things that a police officer will do every day. Now they're going to put untrained schlub civilians out there, Officer Bob, trying to enforce it.
Look at all the road rage incidents. It's just going to up this.
Sid the Schmo is out there.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. A professor at UC Berkeley, that'll tell you something probably right off the bat, has issued an apology this week, Jennifer, for falsely identifying as Native American.
Oh, boy. How?
Well, she said, this is Professor Elizabeth Hoover, who apologized for incorrectly identifying as a woman of Mohawk. This is like Senator, what's her face from Massachusetts?
Elizabeth Warren. It must be the name.
I'm an Indian. That's what the local talk show host called her, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she's changed her evil ways, and she now says, I've lived my whole life being a white person.
Oh.
Exactly. So she had a big apology, press conference, betraying her students, and yada, yada. So what possesses somebody to do this in the first place?
They think they're going to get some kind of benefit or handout or something.
Well, apparently, in this specific situation, she did get those handouts and deeply regrets it, that she was told by family members that this was part of her history and her heritage, and she never did the research to find out if it was true, and so she benefited from a lot of this. And, yeah, she is. She is working on different things.
She spent the time filling out the forms to get the benefit.
Well, then I'm not mad at her if her family told her that.
She is trying to rectify this and work with organizations to help really give back the money that she essentially
took. She's doing the right thing. She's a good person. Right?
Well, that's actually crazy, but maybe.
Right. All right, let's get to the matter at hand here. The top 10 stories and thoughts about them, as many things as we can focus on here. I think the Ukrainian situation is kind of interesting. It's number 8 this week on the countdown, the story list. Ukraine says they need more time to begin the counteroffensive against the Russians. So they're waiting for delivery of armored vehicles from you-know-whom, the Western allies. That means us.
Yeah.
We're coughing up some more weapons, and we have to train these people in Ukraine how to use them. At any rate, Zelensky says thanks very much to the Americans who are proceeding with help on the counter-offensive. It's pretty wet in Ukraine. They've had a lot of rain this spring, and so very muddy. Some of the older tanks have gotten stuck.
Now, is the rain actually water, or is it dollar bills from the United States?
liquefied gold, right? That's what it
is. I don't mean to be mean, because I don't like Russia, and I'd love to see, you know, the end of this quickly. But the fact that this week they asked for 1% of our GDP, it's not okay. President Trump's town hall this week, he was saying, you know, we need Europe to pitch in. Europe should be concerned with European security just as much as the United States is. And instead, it's always like, well, ask the U.S., ask the U.S. Why should we give 1% of our GDP to Ukraine? That's like $200 billion or something like that. Come on.
Is that the only thing you got out of that town hall meeting?
Oh, I guess I loved it.
Of course you did.
Well, did you even watch it before you crash it?
I watched, actually, I did watch a little of it, but I got annoyed because he went down that same street of calling people names.
She was awful. I would have called her worse than that. Oh, she's terrible. She
Caitlin
was rude.
Collins, number three on the people list. Well, it was a setup. It was what you would expect from CNN.
Yeah,
and it was what you would expect from Trump.
No, here's the difference. He did so well this time, because a lot of times people will engage him and he'll just get locked into arguing with the person and he'll lose his message. The reason he's more disciplined this time around, I think, is that he was sitting there talking to her. She's being so rude. You let me know if you think that Joe Biden was sitting in that chair, if she would be treating him that way. Or
what'd you expect from CNN?
It doesn't matter.
Why did he go there? He didn't have to go. Why did he go?
It was brilliant, because he made CNN watch him.
There you go.
He made CNN watch him. So I'm just saying that the point, he, instead of engaging with her and like going down the rabbit hole with her, he turned to the crowd and started talking to them, and he won them over in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, and between that and the fact that DeSantis is trying to destroy Disney, it was a good week for Trump. All right, let's pause in the Talk Radio Review at 18 after the hour.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has she been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
To Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. I participate in Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the items that are on the charts this week for Talkers Magazine. We'll have the ancillary combination of Michael Harrison with the Talk Radio, the official countdown, and then the ladies and I talking about things. For example, the trending items, the stories that you're following this week, subject matter for the moments that we're in right now, as a matter of fact. We're going to go through some of the comments. But I thought, Jennifer, you'd enjoy one of our calls this week. This is just another typical Good Day caller.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
I like all transsexuals.
Wait, V-H-N. Okay, got it.
All right. Now, Jennifer, would you like me to forward that call so you can play it on your morning program at KRLA? You can
sure.
do that.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
All right, so, Gene, send that along to Jennifer.
Got it.
Excuse me. Okay. What
There's
else have we got?
That rumor has been going around for a long time, but, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, he's got the name, though. That's interesting.
All right. So what other stories do we find are piquing interest with our listeners, Jay?
Jan is following the migrant problem, saying, I live 60 miles from the border, and it's very stressful to think so many illegals will be pouring over the border tonight. I live in Tucson.
Yeah, isn't it ridiculous?
It is a mess.
My God, what a mess. Unbelievable. It's so irresponsible. What horrible
irresponsible.
Leadership.
I think it's on purpose. They just, I mean, this is it's collapsing us. It is really a serious, serious problem. It is, I don't know where it is on the chart. It should be the top story this week.
You know, I thought that, I was surprised that the Trump story wasn't number one, but this was. It is the number one story.
It should be.
Yeah.
It absolutely
really?
Should
okay.
be.
Really? Okay. All right. Who else do we have here?
Well, yeah, and then a lot of the Trump and Biden stuff. Diana says, Trump's stupid town hall, he hasn't changed. Do all of you conservatives want that for 4 more years?
Yes. Are you
Jennifer,
kidding?
That is 4 more years.
You can't tell me, lady, and I hope you're listening right now, and please answer on social media if you are. You can't tell me that it's better in the last 2 years than it was in the last 4. Because if you think this open border is okay, and our economy is okay, and Ukraine getting invaded by Russia is okay, and us pulling out of Afghanistan like a bunch of lunatics is okay, and the crime is okay, I don't want to live where you live. Thank you.
If you'd like to call and talk to Jennifer right now, 855-999. Doug, I'm with you on all of those except Afghanistan. We had no business being, well,
I agree
when
with
we
you,
first
but
went
we shouldn't
over
have
there.
Left like we did. We killed 13 of our 13 of our men got killed because of that disaster.
Ooh, how many men got killed for no good reason at all in Afghanistan and Iraq in the tens of thousands? The leadership we've had in this country since George Bush. All right, anyway, keep going. What do we have next?
Flipping it over to the other side, Suzanne says the Biden family corruption schemes. That's what she's following.
I'm beginning to, that's number 5 this week on the countdown. I'm beginning to believe most of that stuff, frankly.
Yeah, Tim Lowe echoes it, saying the continuing saga of the Biden crime family and all of the money they received from foreign powers, yet not one peep. And I have to think that if it were another president, this would be front page of every news organization and at least 3 investigations.
The Bidens and the
Corleones.
What is it? Corleones? Who was in The Godfather? What was the name of that family?
Don Corleone.
Don Corleone, yeah.
Right, okay. Leone. So it's Don Joe instead of John. Not to be confused with Don O. All right, 28 past the hour. Listening.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. An appeal is expected. An unidentified woman who was on the subway when ex-Marine Daniel Penny placed John Neely in a fatal chokehold says she's praying for Penny after it was revealed the 24-year-old would face charges of second-degree manslaughter. The woman told the New York Post she told authorities what she witnessed. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed yesterday charges are coming down. Penny is expected to surrender to authorities as soon as this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have a good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, 34 at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review. As we look at the numbers and the information, the charts from Talkers Magazine, you get this info at gooddayshow.com every week and talkers.com. Jennifer Horn and Jay Craig. What? I was going to say Jay. Jay, huh? Jay Krasner.
Jay what? Who?
Jay Krasner. Where'd that come from?
Whew.
Yeah, I know.
That's her name when she stars in the movie Cars.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, so Jennifer and Jay and Doug here discussing the issues of the week. The courts have ruled the there was a law passed that banned gun sales to young Americans, i.e. anybody under 21, and now it's been declared unconstitutional. So on what basis? By the way, Jennifer, what kind of a gun have you got?
I have a 45.
A Colt 45?
Yeah, it's a Colt. knockoff. It's what the Korean Army used. I forget the name, the brand.
It was made in China.
It was not made in China, actually. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I don't think you have a gun, but if you were going to buy one, what would you buy?
I don't know. I don't know enough about guns to know, honestly, when you said nice Colt 45, I was like, the beer?
No, there was.
I could see Jay with the 22. I could see her, you know. She got her self
The reason it was gun. The reason the beer was called Colt 45 was because of the gun that preceded the beer. It was back in the West, the early American West. The Colt 45 was the probably most popular gun that was around. Look at the old. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to almost bet that the gun that was used in the Rust fiasco was a 45, a Colt 45. I would be willing. Somebody will probably research that now that I've said it. But I think that's it. So anyway, the fact that that young adults under 21 can get a, what is it now? So is it 20, 18, 19, 13? What's the, what is the, I don't even know what the age is.
For like a shotgun, it depends state by state, but usually for a shotgun it's 18 and for a handgun it's 21.
Oh, okay. Federal judge in Virginia was the one that ruled on that. Okay, so what else have we got in terms of jurisprudence? The Supreme Court overturned two New York fraud convictions. The Justice Department has become skeptical toward prosecutions of state corruption. They didn't say they were wrong. They just overturned it because they were state jurisdictions, not federal jurisdictions. Well, you talk about getting into the weeds, right? But that's what the Supreme Court's all about. They don't really deal with big issues. You know that, right? It's never a big issue. It's what little nuance there is to whatever.
Yeah, it's about the law, not necessarily making a decision about the law.
Yeah. So here's another ruling, Jennifer. The Supreme Court upheld a California law requiring that pigs be treated humanely.
I know.
The Supreme Court actually had the time to study the California law that requires...
Well, this was a big one because it seems funny, but the voters voted for it, which is part of the problem because voters are dopey. And it's not that I don't love pigs. I do. It's just it put out pig farming in California, essentially. It shut down the farms because you had to have a certain amount of room. The same thing with chicken farmers. That's why a lot of egg prices are up in California even more than around the country. You have to have a certain amount of room around your animals. You have to have
about a foot.
Have to have all of the stipulations that the state has put out because they want to have humane farms. Well, it sounds really nice. Of course, we all want humane farms, but what happens is that most farms cannot operate. And then California took another step further and said, well, if farms around the country don't abide by these, then we're not going to buy their products either to sell in the grocery store.
Well, the problem with the pig farms is that one of the elements here is that the Chinese have bought Smithfield. They did, four, five, 6 years ago? So the Chinese government owns, and by the way, it's the same company that owns TikTok.
Yeah.
So you can see let's buy a pork farm and TikTok. So anyway, the government controls the government of China controls what you eat. It's not Jimmy Dean sausage. I don't think they own that yet, but the Smithfield brand is well known.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've shut down 35 farms this past week. There were pig farms, most of them in California, and I'm thinking it's because of that. But Smithfield now says they don't have enough pork, so they're going to close down 35 processing plants that are related to some of the farms because they have huge, it's the same as everything else, these huge agribusinesses that have thousands of pigs and thousands of cows and thousands of chickens. And what do you think you're eating? You're eating crap. That's what you're eating. Anyway, I get off on my toot. You can get the rest of that on the American Family Farmer because we got to keep moving here. By the way, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Donald Trump and his fabulous appearance on CNN this past week. Apparently, E. Jean Carroll says she's going to sue him again for the vile comments that he made about her on the CNN town hall, right? What did he say about her?
He didn't say anything vile about her. He just said her poor husband because he said, I'm Donald Trump. I'm very famous. I own the Plaza Hotel next door. She tells the story that when I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, he said, which I never go into unless it's like a charity event or something. He's like, I don't go shopping there. She says, we met at the front door. We were so overcome with passion that we went to a dressing room that she looked for the dressing room that didn't have a lock on it because
this is what he's saying about her?
No, this he's recanting, like telling her story that she told the judge, which is crazy. And then we had that, you know, we had that I forced her to have sex in a dressing room. He's like, why wouldn't I take her to the Plaza? It's right next door. Like, you know, it just didn't make any sense. And he says, I swear on my children, I didn't rape this woman. I don't even know this woman. And the fact is that she, you know, they gave him the or they charged him $5 million for defamation for denying the fact that he raped her. And so he denied it again on TV. So now that's another $5 million. Like, what are you supposed to do if someone accuses you of rape and you didn't do it?
I don't, well, you prove that you didn't do it, I guess, much as anything else.
How do you do that?
Well, I didn't prove anything.
Yeah.
And how in the world?
You can prove when something does happen, but if it doesn't, how do you prove that? Is it just becomes lack of evidence of it happening that isn't there?
Yeah, okay. I didn't look at it that way, but I get
it. Well, and also, not only how do you prove it, but if you can't say you didn't do it, I mean, if somebody accused me of something I didn't do, I'd scream, hey, I didn't do that. That shouldn't be
defamation. I didn't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Prove it. Okay. And that happened this week. Jay, recount for Jennifer, if you don't mind, the back and forth we had with somebody. I'm trying to remember if there was a phone call or whether it was social media stuff. The comment after I said that Trump said it was okay to rape women or whatever it was that I paraphrased.
She did not say that.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But somebody, that's what someone thought they heard. Oh, yes. I can't remember exactly what this person said, but it was something along the lines of, I don't know. They accused Doug of saying something he most certainly did not say.
Well, but also, we got into the Billy Bush Bushes, if you will, and the conversation that got him fired that he had nothing to do with other than he was a... And then he said, but the comment, which is now living a life of its own, was something along the lines that important people, politicians...
Yeah, they get away with stuff.
Yeah, and
Trump was actually asked about it. The first time I saw him comment about it happened at the CNN town hall.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd like to say that isn't true. He actually handled it pretty well. Because I'd like to say, he goes, I don't know. He probably should have said, I shouldn't have said something like that. It'll be over. But he said, I'd like to say something like that isn't true. But it is true. People in power are able to get away with a lot more than people who are not. And he said, that doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it right. But it makes it true. And this is how it's been for a million years. And, you know,
does he point the finger at himself when he's saying that?
Well, they asked him, are you famous? You know, that they did that with the E. Jean Carroll trial as well. And he said, I am famous. But he said, I don't like how it should be, you know, how it is, but it is like that. And sadly, he's right. People with money and power, women will put up with a whole lot more than if you're, you know, paycheck to paycheck and, you know, running a...
Well, that's where a lot of the Me Too stuff kind of came from, where somebody of power, not only women are victims putting up with it, but other people who know what's happening will keep their mouths shut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number 7 on the countdown list is the COVID, the story of the emergency. Do you know, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it's so ludicrous that at this point there'd be an official announcement and that people would actually be talking about the fact that the government is so out of touch. You know, the official announcement was travelers to the U.S. no longer need to be vaccinated against COVID to come into the country. That was the way they officially announced that the COVID emergency was over. There's no more an emergency, so you don't need to be vaccinated.
Don't you feel good about that?
This is so asinine. This government and the government, it's so out of, it's just ridiculous. It is asinine, frankly. It really is. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, Caitlin Collins, where did she come from? What's her background? I don't know anything about her. I didn't know anything about her until this week.
She's been at CNN for quite a while. I know she covered the White House when Trump was president.
Really?
But she's young. I think she was born in 92. I looked her up. So she's still she's a young woman. So I think she's getting started, but she's been at CNN for a while. They say she's going to take over the 6 o'clock spot because they have an opening in the evening and that she's the new rising star of CNN.
So who did they move around to fill where Tucker was?
That's at Fox.
Yeah. Oh, Right.
And they're still confused
the two.
They're still putting people in. So this week it's Kaylee McEnany. Last week it was.
Well, they got a hole. So is this the John Lemon hole?
Don Lemon had gone to mornings, but they hadn't really finished. Because remember, their lineup has been in flux because Cuomo was there, Lemon was there,
right.
Cooper's the only one left. So I think, I don't even know what's there, to be honest, because I just usually.
Cuomo said,
in the morning.
I'm a fan of News Nation, as you know.
Yeah, and I don't hate it, actually. It's not bad.
It's actually good. Dan Matthews? And I see the stuff in the evening, Cuomo, and then Matthews, and then Banfield. But supposedly Cuomo has said, whether he really did or not, because Don Lemon has called the people apparently over at News Nation and, hey, how about giving me a shot? And Cuomo says, not on my life. If that's true, it'd be interesting to see. Maybe just a rumor.
I have not heard great things about Don Lemon. I hear that he's very rude to women.
Ah, he's a jerk.
And I don't know that a lot of people like him. So I don't know. It may be tough for him. But anyway, so you asked about Caitlin Collins. My problem with her was that during this town hall, it's just very, the way she acted was very disrespectful. And I'm curious to know if she would have asked those same questions with the tone and tenor of a Joe Biden or of a President Obama. I feel like there's just... It's almost like there is just no respect. And
well, that's the way it is across the board. But
you know what?
Trump,
that's not true.
Trump
because if I were asking questions, no, I don't believe that. If I were asking questions of President Obama or of President Biden, I would ask tough questions, but I wouldn't be a jerk about it. I mean, she was awful.
Well, that's not news. They're crying. Once again, what happens to people like that is they've confused their role as being a news person. They're supposed to be out of the story, not in the story, but she became the story because she's a jerker burger. But the tone also is set by Trump and his being a jerkleburger when he calls people names and things like that. So, at any rate, Jennifer, let's you and I talk about Balance 7, shall we, for a minute or two? Balance 7, something that is good. I only have 20 seconds to talk about. I thought I had more time than that. All right, Jennifer, give us 10 seconds on Balance 7.
You've got sour stomach and you've got trouble eating your favorite foods. Balance 7, it works great. Try it out.
800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039 to balance your body.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Good Day program, time for a sweet visit from his sweetness, Nick Miles. He's our auto expert, been traveling around this week as he usually does, and I'm sure he's become privy to the story about a six-year-old and a three-year-old that crashed their parents' car while they were driving around a toy store. The parents went into the toy store, and the two brothers took the car and drove it around. They wanted to go, but they didn't get into the toy store, so they decided to drive this Toyota around the parking lot. So how do you like that, huh?
Well, okay. I mean, first of all, how do they leave the keys in the car?
That right.
A thousand and one things wrong with those parents.
Okay, here's something that's a very interesting overview of jobs in America. Apparently, looking at an overview here of the most trusted professions in America, of the top 10, number 9 on the list, so number 1, nurses are the most trusted. At the bottom of the list at number 9, car salespeople, but at number 10, members of Congress. So car salespeople are more trusted than members of Congress.
I don't know. It depends who you bought your car from last time.
I suppose. Yeah, exactly. All right. Would you buy? There's a whole lot of information about this revolutionary new vehicle, the zero emissions hydrogen car. Who's going to make it? I saw one called the NAM X, which is made by a Moroccan French company. I certainly want to buy my cars from somebody in Morocco, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. These are interesting. We do have two hydrogen cars on sale in the U.S. There's only hydrogen filling stations for the public really exist in Southern California, so clearly it's only sold in that part of the world.
Right.
And there's the Toyota Mirai that is actually a really nice car. I've driven it. It's sort of like a bigger Prius. And then there's also a Hyundai Niro. That is nice. It's a little SUV. Honda have had an insight. Honda have had a vehicle that is hydrogen on and off, but they don't seem to have a pure direction. But BMW are dropping 500 test vehicles this year.
Really?
That'll be hydrogen. And they said they'll start selling hydrogen vehicles in 5 years' time. Like the X5 will be a hydrogen version. The trouble is, where do you fill it up?
That's it. Ding, 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 ding. All right, I'm glad to see, Nick, that you in your spare time flying from here to there on planes has come up with a guide to car makers and their names and how people screw up the pronunciation of, like, Renault.
Yeah.
That's the American pronunciation of Renault, right?
Yeah.
That's,
yes.
Right.
Exactly. Right. But most of these names, I should point out, are vehicles that you or I won't buy.
No.
Or most people won't buy. But it's interesting to hear how badly we mess them up.
Well, there's Porsche. Porsche, but it's not Porsche. What's the correct way to pronounce P-O-R-S-C-H-E?
Yeah, Porsche.
Porsche.
76% of people get that wrong. I was told by the head of Porsche about 6 years ago that you sit on the Porsche and watch the sunset. You drive a Porsche.
There you go. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. All right, so let's see what other names out of here that we know. What's the one that's most mispronounced? Like the
one.
Peugeot. What's the Peugeot?
Yeah, the big one that people get wrong is BMW. They call it a BMW, and it's actually a BMW, a BMW, because in German, W is pronounced V. So it's BMW.
BMW?
Yes, it's BMW.
It's actually Bavarian Motor Works made all of the tanks for the Nazis in World War II. That's really
and
what
planes, yeah. So
and planes too, yeah, right.
Bear is W in German, so it's BMW.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy with BMW. I'm happy to mispronounce it.
Well, what about if we're in the German department? What about Volkswagen, the car of the people?
Yeah. So Volkswagen. Volkswagen.
Supposed to be the V is an F. Volkswagen.
Yeah, so people's vehicle, Volkswagen.
So that would be the way Arnold Schwarzenegger would probably pronounce it, right?
Yes.
Volkswagen.
Exactly. The one that's really debatable, Doug, is Hyundai. And we were told when the company launched in the United States by the CEO, the American CEO, that we had to be called Hyundai, like Sunday. But actually, the way the Koreans pronounce is Hyundai. And
Hyundai.
He got it wrong. Yeah,
Hyundai.
The CEO actually got it wrong. Yeah, Hyundai.
Sounds like a salute, right? Hyundai!
Yes, I feel like I should be punching something.
Yeah, exactly. Check out all your auto questions at ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.